to call the Board of Adjustments meeting together, March 8th, 2012. Can we have a roll call, please, Lisa?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Howe?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Okay, that's the first item. The second item on our minutes, and by the way, for those folks that are here and haven't had a chance to take a look at it, back in the podium is a copy of the agenda for this evening, and so you might take a look at that. Second item is review the Board of Adjustments procedures. We're a five-member board appointed by the mayor. Our job is to look at and review, interpret the city zoning ordinances, specifically in regards to variance requests and special use permits. We hold our meetings monthly. Before we have the meeting, each board member goes out and reviews the site in question for the agenda items that we'll be looking at and make sure that we're well versed on what the subject is and what the issues that may be in front of us. We invite the applicant as part of the public hearing to come up and speak on their behalf on their request. And so when you do that, we ask the applicant to go back to the podium, introduce yourself and your address, and then state your what you'd like to cover. After that, then we open up the conversation to anybody else that would like to speak in either favor of or against the particular request. So again, for those people that speak, please introduce yourself and your address. So that kind of covers the board procedures here. The third item is to review and approve the minutes of the meeting of February 9th, 2012. I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? The minutes of February 9th, 2012 are approved. The fourth item is the election of officers. For those folks that aren't aware of it, this will be my last meeting with the Board of Adjustments. I'm retiring and we'll be moving to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which I'm very proud of. People might be a little surprised by that, but I'm looking forward to that change in life for myself. With that said, we need to have a new set of officers because we've had several changeovers on the board. And so what I would like to do is open up amongst the members of the board, anybody that would be interested in being the chairman of the Board of Adjustments and see if we get several people be interested, and then we can have a vote to see who would like to have that position, or if we end up with just one person like we typically do, then by unanimous consent, that person has got the job. So anybody, by the way, I should introduce that we have a new member tonight, Bob Gallagher, who's joining us. And Bob, you're hitting us right at the moment, right at the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to step up and,
no, well, I think and be the board chairman. This is my first meeting.
I know. Well, you know,
had a lot of years on the planning zone, but yeah.
It's called new blood, and you don't know what you're getting into.
Sacrificial lamb. No, new blood.
Yeah, there you go. So anybody interested in the job? Bryce, you're new as well, and Dave and Norm, you've been around for a while, so there's some advantages both way from different perspectives here. So would anybody like to raise their hand to for the position of chairman of the Board of Adjustments, and then we'll vote on the vice chairman or backup when that person is not able to attend? Do I have to strong arm anybody here?
If it need be, why, I will, but I'd rather have someone else if they'd want to.
Nate, what's your thoughts?
Well, very honestly, my thoughts are that I think we should take advantage of the years of experience and leadership that our newest member has brought to the table.
I really think
so. And I can appreciate you know, him being reluctant, and you can hopefully he can appreciate how reluctant I am to have had to make this comment. But since I was called upon, I've only been on the committee about a year, a little over a year, so I don't feel yet that I have seniority and experience enough to do this.
Bryce, what's your thoughts?
I feel that I would love to nominate somebody else for that position. No.
Bob, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think Norm would do an excellent job. Being that this is my first meeting, I think I'd much rather sort of figure out what you guys do before I get too involved. So I think Norm would be an excellent choice. And my support would be 100% behind you, Norm.
Thank
way
you.
Behind. No, behind.
And I'll
you,
second that nomination.
Well, there you go. Out there. And it always seems to work out. We have a nomination that Norm Balaguer would be the Board of Adjustment Chairman. We have a second on that. Any more discussion before we go to vote? Norm, I'm kind of...
Should I call my wife?
You may want to.
Yeah. No, I'd be glad to do it for my short time left on the board.
Okay. All in favor of Norm, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Okay, we have a chairman. Our next step is a vice chairman. Do I hear any nominations?
I'll nominate Dave Falk.
And I'll second that.
There you go. It's amazing how this process works. We have a motion and a second for Dave. Any discussion? All in favor for Dave, say aye.
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 Against? Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Lisa? I think we covered everything we need to cover there. Okay, that takes care of our internal business. Let's go to the public hearing. We have three cases tonight. We're on item number 5 on the agenda, if you're following. Our first case is case 12-014, 2801 Bellevue Avenue. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable square footage for a garage from 720 square feet to 1,080 square feet, and to allow a 2-foot encroachment into the established front yard setback, submitted by Richard Frank. John, do we have a affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
If you go ahead with your staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the southeast intersection of 28th and Bellevue, and is outlined for you in the graphic currently in yellow. The applicant would like to replace his current 240 square foot garage, which is small by practically any standards, with a larger structure. It would be 30 by 36 foot, located approximately in the same area where the existing garage is and adjacent to. In this particular case, this lot has an established setback, and as you can see by the graphic currently being displayed, the new garage would encroach very slightly closer to 28th than is the existing house. However, from a perspective of somebody looking at this from either the alley, Bellevue, or 28th, it's very likely that that 2-foot encroachment would even be noticeable. The intent of the square footage is probably a bigger issue here. The applicant would be allowed up to a 720 square foot detached garage structure, and he's asking for 1,080 square foot. The intent of that restriction is to ensure that we don't cause a distraction in residential areas by putting up structures that don't coincide with a residential look, and also that these residential lots are not overbuilt with structures or combination of structures. If allowed, the lot would be approximately 27% consumed with structures, the combination of the new garage and the existing house, and 73% of this lot would still remain unoccupied by structures. Many of the lots in this neighborhood area, as you can see by the graphic currently being displayed, have their lots, much larger areas of them, occupied by structure than just 27%. So from that standpoint, the lot occupation probably will not be distracting from the remainder of the neighborhood. However, it would in fact be the largest garage structure in this entire neighborhood area. I did research all of the adjacent properties through the Scott County Assessor site and looked at all the square footages of the garage, but this garage would in fact be the largest square footage. The reason for this request is that the applicant is an avid collector. It was quite an experience to get to go on site and speak to him and see some of the things that he collects, including collector cars, and he has a real need to keep those in a structure much larger than what he currently has available. Also, I believe that this structure was built somewhere back in the 20s, if I remember right, and it's become into disrepair and does need to be replaced. So that's the reason for the request, and I believe that summarizes the issue surrounding that request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Would the applicant like to speak on his or her behalf?
He doesn't do enough job for me.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak for the request that's maybe here? Anybody speak against the request? Okay, I don't see or hear anybody from the audience. Okay, board members, what's your thoughts?
I was up and looked at the property, and the property to the north sticks out considerably farther to the street than the current property there that's on the house. Did you notice that, John? That the house to the north sets out further to the street than this new garage would?
Yes, there are varying setbacks throughout all of these lots on either side of Bellevue or 28th. Yes, I certainly did notice that.
Okay. And also that we have allowed larger garages in other areas. So somewhat that could be a trend with some of these older properties to increase the garage size.
You happen to know what the next size down from this was? Was it appreciably smaller?
I believe it was in the 900 square feet. Whether it was the low 900s or upper 900s, I do not recall.
Because if your previous exhibit was relatively to scale, it doesn't look like if you superimpose that onto the next exhibit, it doesn't look that much bigger than some of the.
That is approximately to scale, yes, using the our GIS system. That it should be at least an approximately an accurate footprint of where it would occupy.
In a few feet or so, that's probably.
Yes.
So I was just going to say superimposing that on here, it looks a little larger than some of the others that are back there, but not appreciably so.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I did remiss to include one item. Staff did receive a letter of support from a Donald Ewing. I have copies of that, and I will make sure that you get it. He lives in the neighborhood and indicated that he had no objection to the complaint. His lot's located right up here. Thank you.
My thoughts were when I looked at the property, the house just to the west across the street had a fairly sizable garage. I'm not sure what its measurements were, but it appeared to me that it would probably be somewhat close to what the request is. It's to the left of what's on the screen, which you can't see necessarily. But barring that, and given the mixed nature of the neighborhood, like you said, with varying setbacks and garage sizes and what have you.
It was down in this area here?
Correct, yeah.
That's the 900 square foot one. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Given the mixed nature of the neighborhood with a lot of varying house sizes and garage sizes and setbacks and what have you, it doesn't appear to me that it would stick out or not blend in with what other structures you see there. The other side of the coin, and from my viewpoint, is just like you said, Norm, there seems to be an increasing need by or request by people to increase their garage sizes for their collections. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's not a hardship that falls into our realm of granting variances because of people's collections. and wanting to have inside storage for them. So, you know, what we decide here is going to have somewhat of a precedence or continual precedence of allowing increasing structure sizes. So I guess I'd caution the board to try to find the right balance between what the neighborhood already has and where we're going with this and what it might mean for future requests.
One other question, John. Access, will that be off of 28th Street or will it be off the alley?
The alley.
The alley?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll be a deep garage in. Okay. That's fine.
Dave, your thoughts?
Well, that was one question I had that I was just getting ready to ask, so that's good that that's answered. The other thing, the question I would have for staff, on a 36 by 30 building, some of this is going to be workspace as opposed to garage, right?
His collection is something that he does work on, yes.
If he'd have put a partition between, not suggesting that he do this at this time, just the question is, if he had put a partition at some distance from the, you know, from the north wall towards the south wall, east to west, would it have been possible to call that other space something that would have not?
Absolutely, we do that all the time, and it doesn't have to be a very large barrier. It has to be a physical barrier that prevents vehicle storage.
Okay.
For instance, if one section of the garage floor, the concrete floor, is 8 inches higher than the other, well, that's not a great barrier, but that prevents vehicle storage from going up over that 8-inch ledge, and we would not count that. And yes, we make that suggestion quite a bit.
Okay, well, that's the reason for my question isn't so much this particular case as it is going forward when we have that kind of, you know, maybe we have a situation where that opportunity is, but you're taking care of that at staff level, it sounds like.
And I should be honest to you, there are very large garage structures, at least from the outside they appear to be garage structures, that don't have to come before you because staff makes that suggestion when they come to get the building permit. They put up a knee wall, they make that that floor separation, they do something that's a physical separation in the garage, and we no longer have to calculate that as garage space, and the structures go up without having to get a variance.
So what you're saying is the 700, being a neophyte here, the 720 square feet is actually, quote, garage, where you store a car. You could have a building where you do other things.
I'd like to characterize it as vehicle storage area.
Okay.
And that's 720, that's the maximum for by ordinances, right?
It is a minimum allowed regardless of the garage to living area ratio. Now, as you have your much larger homes, such as the kind being constructed today, and we have 3,000, 4,000 square foot homes, you certainly can have a larger than 720 square feet because now the 40% ratio supersedes that minimum 720.
So the restriction in this case is because, in a sense, I don't mean this in any way other than that because it's a smaller house, the size of the house restricts the size of the garage.
I believe the size of the house was in the 600 square foot.
So that's what
caused it. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So if they had a 1,200 square foot home, they would therefore be allowed to have a larger structure. So in the future, should they wish to add on to that house, which, you know, if I don't know that there are any plans, but if they were, then
there wouldn't be.
Then it becomes closer in ratio.
Yeah.
Yes.
But with the size of this garage, they're going to have a hard time adding much onto this house. I guess they could fill in the difference between the house and the garage, but with the side yard setbacks and the front yard setbacks, et cetera.
Yeah, just build back to the garage.
Yeah, I thought they could put a big addition in there. Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case number 12-014 at 2801 Bellevue.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I guess I would clarify that I don't know that we necessarily need to put in there that it's because of a collection or anything like that, do we? I mean, it's not in the motion.
No, we're just approving the garage size, so what the intended use is not really relevant.
Right. Just wanted to clarify. Okay.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion carries. Case 12-014 is approved. Okay, second case is case 12-016, 800-23rd Street, SAR2 District. It's a request for a special use permit to allow a church submitted by Apostolic Assembly of Bettendorf. Sorry, I butchered that probably. Whoever, John, you'll have to correct my pronunciation. It's a problem I
Apostolic.
Have. Assembly Apostolic. Apostolic, okay. I'll practice that several times tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Many of you will know this site as the old Armstrong Elementary School building, attached by and large to the overall site, which is AEA Education Building and the former Bettendorf High School. The entire site is right here. The current location for this church has been acquired for the I-74 corridor project and will be torn down for roadway improvements on Grant Street. And the applicant and the members of the church have been informed that they need to leave the building as soon as possible. This is the reason for the request, and they would like to move, as you can see, up to the new site, which is the old Armstrong Elementary. The entire site involved in this is outlined in the graphic being displayed before you in yellow. They will have access off of 23rd with a very large driveway that comes into their adjacent parking lot. Initially, the church feels that they would only be using the western portion of the building that is shown on here with the X for their church assembly purpose. And I believe that the school is going to continue to use the remainder of the building at least until next November, when they may be seeking some other usages for the remainder of the building. Initially, they're just going to be using that small portion on the west end for their church assembly. They have a congregation currently of approximately 100 to 150, so this site obviously is appropriate and large enough for their current use and any future growth that they might be expecting. I'd ask you to look at the graphic being displayed now. The top photo is the old church site and the bottom will be the new church site. Both of these are scaled to the exact same scale, and that's why I wanted to display them together for you. As you can see, the parking lot for the old church is approximately 1/6 of what they will have at the new site. I made inquiries with the police department as well as other departments in the city, and through our research we have never had a single complaint about parking at the old church site, so certainly there is ample parking, off-street parking at the new site. Staff believes that the church use at this site and the associated traffic with that use will actually be less intensive than the original use of this building as an elementary school. We all know what happens for traffic at schools, both at the hour before school and the hour after school. So from an intensity standpoint, we don't believe that there would be any problems with this. We have applied all the other standards for staff review to this, and after having done so, staff does recommend approval of the special use to allow the site for their new church. I believe that summarizes the case, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
John, to make it official, did you publish an affidavit?
Yes, we did. And it really doesn't have anything to do with what we're reviewing tonight, but just for your, so you know what's going on. At the last planning and zoning meeting, they replatted and received approval for that replat. The site is being platted into three lots, as you can see here, and of course they will be occupying this middle site just right here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is the applicant here and wishes to speak on behalf of their request?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Anybody else would like to speak on for the request? How about anybody speaking against the request? Okay, seeing and hearing none, I'd bring the matter back to the Board of Adjustments for a conversation. Any comments, folks?
I have questions. Are we looking at an approval for a special use permit for a tenant or for an owner?
Owner.
Okay. So it is a, okay. So it's a permanent thing. It's not tied to the length of a tenancy. So that's, excuse me, that's my question.
So the church is going to buy the entire piece? Is that the idea? Or the condominium?
Yes.
Well, they're going to buy the entire piece.
Okay. It was confusing because in here the report said the school was looking at other uses.
Yeah.
So that led me to believe maybe it was a tenant situation.
Oh.
I was confused about that also.
Appreciate you pointing that out.
Sorry.
Well, that was a typographical error.
Okay.
Well, it's on the record now, so we got to straighten out. Any other comments? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12-016.
Second? Or is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's go to vote. All in favor for approving case 12-016, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion carries. Case 12-016 is approved. Let's move on to case number 3 for this evening, 12-018, 3135 Central Avenue. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable square footage for a garage from 720 square feet to 936 square feet, submitted by Dennis Stoffel. John, do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
You go ahead with your report, please.
Keeping a theme here this evening, we will now go to the new Neil Armstrong School. And this site is located just three lots west of the new school on Central Avenue. The applicant is requesting to replace his current garage with a 936 square foot or 26 by 36 square foot garage. The graphic being displayed shows you the approximate location of that garage. The new garage would be set back farther from Central Avenue than is the current one, giving more separation from the front of the residence for the larger garage. It would also be set back farther from the neighbor to the west, as you can see. It would also be surrounded by a landscape buffering both to the south and the east. You can see there's extensive landscaping being shown on this graphic. So that's being tucked back into the corner of the lot in an area that appears to be the area that would have the least amount of impact for a larger garage. Comparing this lot to the other lots in this area, it is approximately twice the size of most of all the other lots in this area. Any of these smaller lots could, as we discussed before in the previous case, put a 720-foot square foot garage on them without having to ask for a variance or receive any further permission. This request is only 30% larger than that, yet the lot is twice the size of those other lots. Staff does not cite a hardship that's related to the lot size, configuration, or topography. Again, I do believe that the location, if it's approved, would be a logical location that would be of the least impact on the surrounding neighborhood. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Would the applicant care to speak on their behalf?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak on behalf of this request?
I'm all for it. I live right next door to it for about 50 years.
That's true.
It's a real shocker that you're for this. Said with good humor here. Anybody wanted to speak against this request? Now, what the gentleman mentioned, that he is all for it, it just brings some, causes me to think of something that we should just remind ourselves occasionally, that even though we have two cases in front of us tonight, the first case and this third case, and they're very much related. Every case stands on its own. Each have its own unique circumstances, and so we should judge them based on their own specific merits here. So I'll bring the comments back to the board. Any discussion here?
My only comment, John, is how wide is this lot? What's the width?
I did not chop that down. Most of these lots in this existing area are in the area of 50 by 120. It appears to me that this one is at least twice as wide as that. So just guesstimating from what I'm seeing here, I would say it's at least 100 foot wide.
Well, my only question was then, was,
Norm,
I'm sorry.
I think the applicant is going to answer the question specifically.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, so in essence there, we could have two lots.
Oh, certainly.
And he's putting the garage on the other lot, technically.
That
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There probably are two lots. They're probably platted as two lots, aren't they?
Initially, I bet it was.
In that subdivision,
sure.
My recollection is they're
the Ray family used to live there years ago. Ed Smith's wife was a Ray.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Comments, folks? Any other thoughts?
It seems to me that with the area involved, not that the two cases have to be linked together, but certainly there's significantly more square foot in this lot than there was in the last lot.
Mm-hmm.
The location, the neighbors aren't objecting, apparently, so it seems to me it's an appropriate variance.
Mm-hmm. Anybody on the board feel contrary? Got other thoughts? Then I'd entertain a motion.
Go ahead, Bob.
I move that we approve case 120183135 Central Avenue variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 120183. Any further discussion? Okay, let's go to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Okay, the motion carries. Case 12018 is approved. John, do we have any other business tonight?
Rob, on behalf of staff, want to thank you for your service to us. Whatever we asked of you, you always stepped up, which is proof here tonight that you're chairing the meeting. Mm-hmm. And we certainly want to thank you for all you've done.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it. It was a great community.
My time on the board with you, Bob, it's been most enjoyable. You've been mostly knowledgeable and forthright with all your questions and answers, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Norm. And I've never met anybody that knew Bettendorf and the history of Bettendorf so well as yourself.
Been around.
Remind
too,
me never
been
to do anything wrong in this
better,
city.
Been around too long. Been around too long, maybe.
Any other business? Okay, I declare the meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.